Good morning. This morning, we do this every year, we're raising up our Appalachian Service Project ministry here at St. Paul's, and we have two guests speaking this morning, Izzy and Drew, who I remind them at 7:30, I've watched them grow up here at St. Paul's, and they're here to speak about this wonderful ministry that we're a part of, the Appalachian Service Project, sometimes referred to as ASP. So I want to welcome you again.
Good morning. My name is Drew Bradley, and this summer will be my fourth year on ASP. I'm here to help put into perspective the effect that ASP has had on my life. Starting from when I was very young, religion and St. Paul's have been huge factors in my life. I started youth group in middle school, eventually moving to my freshman year when my parents told me about the Appalachian Service Project. I initially did not want to go. I was worried about not knowing anyone or fitting in with anyone else. My parents eventually convinced me to go, and it was nothing like what I expected. Immediately, everyone went out of their way to welcome all the new people, and I bonded with so many different people who eventually became my friends. Through the work we did with people I hardly knew on random strangers' homes, the experience was out of this world. One of the main things you hear from ASP is that it's a relationship ministry with some construction on the side. And I cannot even begin to stress this enough. Whenever you ask people who have been on ASP to tell stories about what they did, you never hear anything about them building a deck or a porch. It's always about the relationships they made and what our church did together. However, the work is still very important, and it serves as a way to bring us all together with one common goal in making many less fortunate people's homes warmer, safer, and drier. One experience that I would like to share from ASP was a connection that I made with an owner 2 years ago. As many of you know, my grandmother is Lois Reardon, who was a priest at this church for many years. She has had a major impact on my religious journey and development. The woman's home who we worked on was an elderly woman who had no grandchildren or children to help her take care of her home. The similarities in personality with this woman and my grandmother were uncanny. All of the way down to their mannerisms was almost scary. This instantly made me feel very close to the owner and made the work that much more rewarding to do. It also helped enrich my relationship with my grandma coming back home. After the week, our whole group became very friendly with the owner, and we all shared how much we valued her and how much she meant to us. These connections occur every year on ASP. No matter who you are, by the end of the week, you gain something very unique to ASP, and connections made and friendships that will last for years. The next experience that I would like to share with you today has affected me every day, and it came from what we call God moments. God moments are an ASP tradition where everyone goes around at the end of the week and shares when they felt closest to God, no matter how or why this might be. My sophomore year, one of our adult leaders, Mary Kintz, said something in her God moment that I think about on a pretty regular basis. After sharing a very emotional story on how and when she felt closest to God during this week, she ended it in saying, "I feel that no matter if someone is actually in your presence or not, if you love them, they are always with you in your heart." To me, this one quote embodies the true meaning of ASP. Because since this amazing journey can only be made one time a year, ASP teaches many of us kids that God works in many ways. And even though I would say I feel closest to God during this week at ASP, you learn from this trip to keep him in your heart, as well as your homeowners, the ASP staff, the people you meet from other churches, and even everyone from St. Paul's that you don't get to see on a regular basis. When you are able to reconnect with this experience and go on the weekly journey again, ASP is a part of my life now, and I could not be more proud to say this. In my day-to-day life, I think of something I learned from ASP, or an experience I had while on ASP, or just about the people I miss from ASP. It has also opened many doors for me spiritually, as well as in life. I've considered trying to be on staff next summer to continue my journey with ASP. No matter what I say, the experience will never be able to be put into words. The only way to truly understand how impactful this is by participating in it yourself. Everyone can help, no matter it be with the prayer stitchers who make afghans that the work groups give to the homeowners at the end of the week, and it's a great experience, or the adult leaders, or the kid volunteers. Everyone, no matter what age, can participate. And I strongly recommend you at least consider. ASP offers something especially to kids that you can't get anywhere else. It has really helped me put my life into perspective and show me not only how fortunate I am, but with my position, how I can use it to help give back to those in the community who are really in need. One last thing I would like to say is please spread the word. If you are a kid about to go into high school, or you know a kid about to go into high school, let them know what we do here and that all are welcome here at St. Paul's and especially with ASP. Thank you.
Good morning. I am Izzy Hershey, and I'm very happy to be joining you all this morning to talk to you about something that has meant a lot to me. My experience with the Appalachia Service Project began right here in St. Paul's when I was only 14 years old. Since then, I have not only been a volunteer, but I've completed 3 summers on staff, and I plan on completing a 4th summer after I graduate from Carolina in May. So when I was thinking about what I wanted to share with you all this morning, I couldn't help but think of far too many things to share. I could tell you all dozens on dozens of stories about my homeowners, my staff, my volunteers, long drives in the mountains, and so on. Now, however tempting this captive audience might be, I've done my best to limit myself, which is impressive because any of my friends will tell you how long and how easily I can ramble on about ASP. But what I'd like to share with you all today is a little bit of an alternate perspective about ASP from my experience as a staff person. Most of you might understand ASP as a volunteer or a supporter or a family or friend of a volunteer, but I want to show you a little bit of what it's like to see it through my eyes. What do I get to see that's a little bit different from what you all might get to see? I think maybe the most obvious is that I get to see the volunteers, and I get to see more of the volunteers. You all know each other already when you go on the trip, and maybe you get to know some of the other groups that are also sharing the center with you. But I get to meet about 85-odd volunteers every week for the first time. I've done the math out, and I think I've met about 2,000 volunteers over my 3 summers. I've had groups from across the country, ranging from the minimum volunteer age of 14 up to one very memorable 89-year-old. And I do believe that they all bring their best selves with them as soon as they step out of the rental vans. I've met adults who seem to adopt entirely different ASP personas, like an accountant named Greg, who insisted we call him Gerg, or a retired man who literally went by Q-tip, or a group of active Navy volunteers who only went by their call signs to the point that I'd never learned their real names. They seem to exude a youthful energy and enthusiasm that puts many of their youth volunteers to shame. But that's not to say the high schoolers never fail to impress me. They are weird and funny, and sometimes I'm struck by how lucky I am that I get to see them being all weird and funny. Outside of school and the pressures that come with it, they get to try new things and push themselves to be a little bit different and maybe a little bit better than they are during the rest of the year. And the groups as a whole, I get a glance into such vibrant communities and church families. I just get to peek into their youth group dynamics or their long histories together. I get to see families volunteering together, and new kids get welcomed into the fold. Every Sunday, after the volunteers first arrive, I make a point of eating dinner with a table of about 15 to 16-year-old boys who look like they all play soccer or lacrosse together. That way, I assert myself as a cool person, so they want to hang out with me. Of course, they're all goofy and a little bit overbeing there, but I get to learn their names and their stories and where they want to go to college and why they love playing soccer or lacrosse together. And I get to walk in their journey with them for at least the week that we spend together. And then I get to see a side of them that maybe they don't always show to their teammates. I also consistently see my volunteers demonstrate unbelievable amounts of compassion. I am eternally surprised and gratified to see those same soccer lacrosse players sit alongside elderly homeowners on their worksite and listen to them talk for hours. Or to see a 14-year-old girl adopt her homeowner as a surrogate grandmother and then message me on Facebook 3 years later and tell me that they're still in touch. or see a whole work crew pitch in to buy their homeowner a new stove after their homeowner expressed that he was upset he wouldn't be able to bake in his new kitchen. Week to week, I see strangers embrace strangers and work together to solve problems. Sometimes it almost makes me a little sad that I don't get to see the things that you guys get to see. Spending whole days on the work site, volunteers form bonds with homeowners that I don't often get to since I have to rotate around to many different locations. I don't get to see every victorious moment when a project is completed or when somebody masters a new skill. I don't get to see the people who sit in pews back home and pray for their family members and friends who are serving, or the prayer stitchers who knit the afghans that our homeowners love so much, or the priests that perform commissioning services before the groups depart. And I don't often get to see my volunteers again after they leave us on Saturday morning. But regardless of all of that, volunteers never fail to inspire me and impress me. And I know that St. Paul's are really good ones too, because I check up on you guys every summer, and the staffs always have nothing but glowing reviews. In my volunteers, I see the high schooler that I once was and the adult that I want to become. They're the type of people that see a problem and say, well, let's fix it. And when that gets too hard, they say, well, I have some friends who can help. And it's something I never get tired of and something that I love to see volunteers like you doing every summer. So if you have not had a chance to volunteer or be involved, please do so. There are many ways to do it beyond serving with us for a week. And that can start with something as simple as lifting up a prayer for the homeowners and the volunteers. Thank you.